Time to head stateside. Greg Orman joins us from the Tampa Bay Report. He's a Tampa Bay reporter for The Athletic. He joins us on the line to talk about Tom Brady and this incredible fairy tale that keeps on going. Greg, good morning to you and welcome to RSN 927.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Hope you guys are doing well.
We're going well. Not so well because we're both Packers fans in here, so it was a bit of a setback on Monday morning Australian time. But how's Tampa Bay going at the moment? I'm sure Super Bowl fever was always going to be big, but to have the team, the host city, have their team play for the first time in history, it must just take on a whole extra level.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't even imagine. The excitement, obviously, the pandemic takes some of the edge off of it. But no, super excited to have this year. It's going to be a tough ticket, an expensive ticket for anybody that wants to go, but a lot of excitement for the next 2 weeks around the big game here in town.
It was pretty exciting last weekend with the winners and losers. Obviously, the incredible story of Tom Brady and getting to his 10th Super Bowl. Was it a dream that was getting realized throughout the year that there is an actual chance of this going to happen as he took on the Buccaneers and took them all the way through?
Yeah, I think there's always been the possibility. If Tom Brady is your quarterback, it's certainly something you're capable of. But, you know, you look back and, you know, 4 games left in the regular season, they're 7-5. They're barely in the playoffs. So neat to see how well they've come together over these last 7 games and 7 wins to put themselves here.
What has clicked since that time? I heard Tom Brady talking about that post-game, and he said, you know, essentially that's where they were, and what did he put it down to for the team clicking at this important time of the season?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is just guys connecting and finding each other and getting more fluent in this offense and where everyone's supposed to be. They've definitely clicked at a whole other level. Offensively, especially, defense has kind of been up and down, but the offense, you know, is scoring at a much higher clip. They're moving the chain, getting the run-pass balance. They've just done a lot of things to make things easier to set yourself up to win.
It's going to be an epic Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs are, well, they should be going in as favorites, but I guess the hometown levels things out. How do you see it playing out, and what are the big areas that the Buccaneers need to do to tame the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yeah, I mean, I think they are the favorites and probably should be. They're the defending champs, have certainly played at a very high level all season. You know, these two teams met up in the regular season, and the Chiefs just dominated early in the game, 17-0 after one quarter. Whether it's the Bucs adjusting or the Chiefs taking their foot off the gas, it certainly got to be a much closer game and ended up a 3-point victory. But I think any success of the Bucs has to start with being able to defend that offense, to kind of keep Patrick Mahomes in the pocket and contain some of the speed that they have that's so dangerous.
And the run game, that's with the Buccaneers, that's something that's been a little different. It's not all just about Tom Brady. He's happy to hand the ball off and just keep, well, they call it often, pounding the rock.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think, you know, obviously, the more you run, the less you have Tom Brady throwing the ball in a Super Bowl. So it sounds silly, but they really like the idea of keeping defenses guessing, of having to run to set up the pass. They've gotten good contributions from Leonard Fournette and from Ronald Jones. Obviously they're going to try and do things to keep the Chiefs guessing, but I think it'll be a lot of both.
Greg, you mentioned the build-up is going to be slightly different with the COVID restrictions at the moment. Just how different is Super Bowl week going to be? I mean, it's known, of course, for all the parties and the activations that are in and around the city itself. What's going to be different this year?
Very different. You know, obviously, the Super Bowl media day, that's always a big event, will be entirely online and
right,
virtual and done by Zoom. So not nearly what it normally is. You know, all the parties and the peripheral events, they are going to have the Super Bowl experience outdoors, which makes it a little easier to get larger numbers there without putting them at risk of spreading or putting anybody else at a health risk. I don't think they'll be nearly the same in terms of the parties, you know, that we think of being around the Super Bowl. I think they'll have events that will be carefully social distanced. I think the league in particular, their events, they're going to be very careful to make sure this isn't seen as something that would result in a huge amount of positive cases for spreading here in Tampa and to everywhere people go back to from this game.
Greg, have a brilliant couple of weeks. We're very jealous. It's one of my bucket list items to do, to get to a Super Bowl one day. Obviously, it won't be this year, but hopefully in the next 5 or 10 years we can make it happen. All the best for the next couple of weeks. Enjoy the build-up.
Hey, thanks, guys. Take care. Enjoy the game.
Greg Allman there joining us from over there in Tampa Bay, a reporter for The Athletic. It's going to be a very different build-up. I didn't actually think about the media day, which we see so many clips of throughout the week, with just
all players available.
Yep.
Yeah.
For about 2 hours, just the all-ins. You can go and interview any player you want, ask them any question you want, and that's completely off, all online, which is going to be a very, very different experience this year. But every precaution must be made, that's for sure, considering what has gone on over the last little while. Just a bit of live sport at the moment as well. A couple of Premier League games underway at the moment. Newcastle 1, Leeds United 2. There's 5 minutes left in that clash. So Leeds looking for a win away from home there. And West Ham are leading Crystal Palace 3-1 at Palace as well. So good result so far for West Ham. There's a couple of minutes left there to go before full time. So, we'll give you those final scores in about 10 minutes' time. A little later on this morning, Manchester City play West Brom and Arsenal play Southampton. So a couple of big games there. Hopefully we get to see Matt Ryan soon for Arsenal, the Socceroos goalkeeper who made the switch from Brighton. So a good story for him over the weekend. He's the backup and reserve keeper. So hopefully we don't want to wish injury upon anyone, but you never know.
Good to see him out there, of course.
Yeah, and he grew up supporting Arsenal as a kid too. So, nice result for Matt Ryan. Hopefully he can get some regular first-team football there